Hello, and welcome to Cursed Content Fight Club, the only show where we determine the best of the worst. I am your host, Feel13, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts. I can't think of how to turn Dan and Bob's names into Final Fantasy characters. So, Dan and Bob Video Games.
Dan Solo and Bobby Freak.
Bobby Freak!
Hey! Why? Hey!
And KZenesis from KZExcellent.com.
Nothing will forestall my return.
And we are watching Final Fantasy VII Advent Children Complete, the version that got 20 minutes of DLC cutscenes.
Yeah!
But the reason that this is Cursed Content Fight Club is because next week we will return to watch Final Fantasy XV Kingsglaive and
yes,
determine which Final Fantasy movie is the worst. Except for Spirits Within, that's not involved in this exercise.
That's true. It really isn't.
They're also not the anime one either.
That's true. That also isn't.
That's not. That's
both
like
of these
OVA.
Movies try to resemble the video game that they're based in.
I know, foolishness.
Yep, maybe it's
now,
foolishness.
Before we start, does anybody have any experiences or expectations for Final Fantasy VII Advent Children Complete?
I'll go.
So, you go. Yeah, you got it. We crashed.
We're watching my Blu-ray copy from, what, 9 years ago or something? I remember this movie being raw, but also bad. So, you know, I'm excited.
I'm glad you're
That's
excited.
What we call Kino, Bob. Dan, do you have anything?
Yes. I watched this, and then I watched it on the UMD, and then I watched this complete version.
UMD?
Yeah, of course. You know, you had the PSP, so you could watch movies on the go, and what better movie to watch on your PlayStation than Final Fantasy VII Advent Children?
Somebody tried to mug you. You squeezed the PSP, shot the disc out at him, and killed him.
Actually, just gave him geostigma.
Oh, no!
Very tragic.
AZ, you seem like you're chomping at the bit to talk about your experience with Advent Children Complete.
I watched this on YouTube in parts in 2007. It looked cool at 144p or something like that. And I haven't seen this complete version. I imagine it will be incredible.
I watched this movie once, close to its release, in somebody's backyard with a modded PS2 that could play burnt DVDs connected to an old CRT because there was not actually enough room anywhere in their house for the 15 people who had come to see this movie to sit.
Wow.
Because... I think that I was still in high school, or I just got out of high school. So the entire anime club joined to celebrate Final Fantasy 15. Or not Final Fantasy 15, Final Fantasy 7.
Epic.
So picture that.
The entire Waffle House.
We had lawn chairs. It was like It wasn't cold, but it wasn't warm either. It's fucking New Mexico. There was mosquitoes. We had buckets of KFC. It was a time.
Did you have your really cool sword?
No, I didn't buy that till later.
Oh, okay.
I had something. I think I had a wooden sword that I had bought.
Kingdom Hearts.
It was more like, it was nicer than that because I had made it using power tools.
Whoa.
Like I routed the edges so it was kind of shiny and looked real cool. And then it got broken later somehow.
Somehow.
Do you want me to say that I used it in a fight?
No, I don't need you to say that. I just assumed it.
Statue of limitations.
It's true.
It's fine. That guy's dead now.
The got hit by the geo stick book.
But I guess with all of our... you know, experiences talked about, we're going to go watch Final Fantasy VII Advent Children Complete.
If they want to watch it with us, though, how do they do that?
Oh, of course. If you would like to experience this film with us, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcasts. In addition to getting the commentary track for Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children Complete, you will also get the ability to vote on Cursed Content by Committee episodes. That's our Patreon-exclusive Cursed Content show. You will get extended armchair dev pitches, early access to Mondo Cool, that's our Dragon Ball movie review podcast, and many other benefits. That is patreon.com/GBpodcasts. Please help us buy Bob his geostigma medication.
Please. Okay, we're going to go watch it now. Bye.
We're back. Advent Children is a 2005 film by Square Enix. In this sequel to Final Fantasy VII, Cloud must fight three bad clones of Sephiroth while angsting over geostigma, a disease that exists because this movie needed some sort of a plot. This movie was made revolutionary by being made explicitly for a new form of media, the low-quality YouTube fight compilation. So, Dan, what did you think of Advent Children?
Well, it makes for a pretty good fight compilation, I suppose. Advent Children really is a movie. God, what number do you give to Advent Children?
It's complicated.
It is really complicated. I'm going to give it a -2. It is definitely on the negative end of the spectrum. It's not one of the worst, most grating things, but if I got trapped in a room in the next, I don't know, half a year and had to watch it again, I would be a distinctly unhappy person. It is really boring, and the action, of course, as I've said multiple times before, really reeks of Dead Fantasy style, which obviously is inspired by Advent Children. It was hilarious seeing...
That we all love.
It was hilarious seeing the end of the movie when it starts doing the exact sequence from Kingdom Hearts 2, because when I beat Kingdom Hearts 2 for the first time last year, I was floored by that. And then seeing it again, I was reminded of how powerful a moment that was. It was just like, this shit's just Advent Children.
You're like, I should play Kingdom Hearts.
I mean, it is a much better use of 2 hours. So yeah, I'm gonna give it a -2. It's not a heavy burn. It's not a terrible wound to inflict on me, but it is definitely uncomfortable and hurts, and because it's boring, because it's excruciatingly boring and looks bad. It's clearly not even 1080p. It has no nice anti-aliasing solution, so visually it's, and obviously it's old CG, guys. It didn't age perfectly. Those YouTube videos are doing a good job of covering up how bad it looked at the time. But I'm done talking. -2.
Bob.
It's a weird thing. It's not good. It's really not good. It's incredibly boring for almost all of it, but it has some cool moments and some raw themes. I'm gonna give it a 0, because I feel like it basically neutralizes itself. Like, I'm incredibly bored most of the time, but then I wake up and like, oh, that's cool.
KZ?
I feel like this movie would be like a 2 or a 3 if you cut 45 minutes out of it.
Yeah. I feel like
at some point in the next... No, I'm not going to do the fuck that. But... I do wonder, was that new 25 minutes they added for the complete version just all talking, and you take it out and the movie goes up like at least a point?
I think it is.
There's a non-zero chance that they...
Because I can't imagine they added action sequences.
Completed made it worse.
I mean, but that's happened. Did you hear of Scholar of the First Sin for Dark Souls 2? Sometimes additions make a thing worse.
Yeah, so overall... I enjoyed all the action bits. Some of the comedy action bits with the Turks were very enjoyable. unfortunately, it takes forever for this shit to move. And even when it starts moving, it has to stop for a little bit before it starts moving again. I'm giving it a zero, because I think of things that were in the negatives, and I go, it's not that bad.
I'm also going to give this a zero. I think if I went back and watched the non-complete version, the undefinitive edition, it might be a one or even a two, just because there would be 25 fewer minutes of the new child character.
Yeah, I doubt anything you lose by removing those additions would make the movie worse in the least.
Yeah. Why? Fucking even George Lucas didn't do this shit.
I'm trying to look up changes and additions to the original, and one of them is very Kingdom Hearts 2-esque, where they added an extended sequence of Kadaj in the intro riding an elevator with Rufus.
Oh my god.
In the wheelchair.
So it could all go.
Yeah, it's stuff like, and it seems to have all mostly been the boring scene, some stuff like they added a Moogle in this part in the intro for Ketchy.
I know there's Denzel flashbacks that are new.
The introduction to one of the cities. They added radio broadcasts.
Those looked so bad. Why did they add those in?
After Cloud's altercation with the remnants of Sephiroth in the Midgar Wastelands, which has a few new flashing scenes, they had a new scene of Denzel in bed looking at those photos where they showed the good photo.
Yeah, we need to stop.
Stuff like that.
Let's talk about something that has nothing to do with Denzel. KZ, what was the best character in this movie?
Rufus. That entire last sequence that he gets in the movie in which he reveals, you've been looking for Genova this whole time. I've literally had it under my cloak. By the way, I'm not crippled at all. I'm gonna throw it and start shooting the box.
He tried to shoot him first, I think.
Yeah, and then he starts shooting the box. It's all really good.
Yeah.
It is good.
It is really good.
It's a thing he does for no reason whatsoever.
But it's still really good. It's incredible.
Dan, you get to go second. Who's your favorite character?
You know, sometimes your favorite character doesn't necessarily have to be about their actions in the story. It doesn't have to be anything specifically they've done. Maybe it can just be biggest improvement. And for that reason, I'm going to go with Vincent.
Yeah.
Why? Because he got on his medication?
He got on his medication. He didn't talk about getting cucked once. He wasn't emo the whole time. Cloud didn't have to spend hours trying to get him to come out of his coffin. He's a vast improvement over how he was in Final Fantasy VII as a person. He could have been cooler in this, sure, but he's clearly gotten over some shit, and that's good.
He has that triple barrel gun. That's raw.
Yeah, they have a lot of material that they have to save for his game.
Yes. And, you know, you guys may think it's easy to get over your ex, but it's not easy when they're immortal.
God.
And trapped in crystal.
Fucking bitch.
Bob.
It was Reno. He had some really great comedy numbers in this. Lots of being locked out of rooms and being owned in funny ways. Yeah, it was genuinely enjoyable most of the time he was on screen.
Fuck, now who do I pick? That's just a wasteland is left. I will pick.
I like cabbage.
Nobody likes cabbage.
I will pick Sephiroth just because his voice actor is so good. His English voice actor, Superman.
Where he's like, I got a gift for you.
Shall I give you despair?
It's so bad.
It's so good.
It's fantastic. As soon as we finish recording this, I'm going to go watch that Crisis Core cutscene on the cannon. Now we have to talk about worst character. And I'm going to let Bob go first.
Oh, it's easy picking with Denzel right there, ruining the show, the movie the entire time.
Why? Why do so many people go, you know what'll make kids really relate to this if we shoehorn in a fucking child?
Yeah, they probably don't want to see the characters that they grew up with or enjoyed playing in the game. This kid that doesn't even talk, he's our main character. We should just follow him constantly. He'll be sad.
What if we give him a backstory element in the re-release, of course. We can't include this in the real movie. That almost seems interesting, but we just find it out and then nothing happens.
Yeah, no, that was the only interesting thing that could have happened with that kid, and that just ends up being nothing.
I'll go next. Kadaj.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
And I would pick all of the Sephiroth clones if I could, because they're all fucking abysmal. But Kadaj is the worst one somehow.
Even worse than Long-Haired One?
Long-Haired One is lamer, because he isn't visually distinct in any way, and he uses a gun, and the other two use melee weapons, which inherently make them cooler. But Kadaj is just, oh, mommy, I love my mommy, I'm going to... He's like a weird reply guy, just wandering around talking about his mom. Also, he has so many scenes where he, like, sticks a materia in his arm and then looks at it and waves and something falls in half. It's like... It's just like watching a shitty anime over and over.
Yes. Advent Children is a bad anime.
Has a real astral chain energy. Dan, who's the worst character?
Cloud.
Would you like to elaborate?
I don't feel I have to, and I'm trying to figure out how to. Cloud is miserable to cope with the entire movie. He spends most of it moping. It's miserable. In fact, I can't think of any moments that I really enjoyed anything he did at all in this. He does some cool fight scenes. He doesn't say anything that's funny or neat or seems well balanced. He's just mopey and shitty the whole way. And I thought that was going to be how he was throughout all of Final Fantasy VII because of this movie.
No, he's not like that. Yeah, he's not like that at all. Even when this first came out and I was a teenager and saw it, I was like, they wrote this based on like fan perception of these characters and not real, like how they actually are.
Between the Ego Raptor Final Fantasy VII video and Advent Children, I thought Cloud was just the hugest emo bitch in the world in that game, and I just didn't even know because I played it. And then I played it, and no, he is not spending the whole thing standing on hills being like,
Even Squall isn't that mopey.
Impressive. So yeah, Cloud.
Did I have a stroke in the middle of this movie, or...
Yes, you did.
Or is his motivation, his whole character in this movie, before he gets over being an emo bitch, is it, I have cancer, so I can't live life to my fullest like I promised my dead friend?
I don't know if it tied into that or if it tied into not stopping Sephiroth's brain from coming back.
I think it's also they tried to bolt on Denzel, or him dying from Geo Sigma means he couldn't save Denzel either.
Yeah.
But that was really poorly slapped in there. It really did feel like it was the Zack thing.
I sure care about character. I hope I can find a cure for character.
Ergies?
KZ, who's your least favorite character in this?
Denzel.
And you already got picked, KZ.
Right?
Damn it. I blacked out.
Okay.
I blacked out.
Phil can't have all the strokes.
Oh, damn. It was mainly because I was trying to find out how much he was added into this movie, which, by the way, in the comparison section on the Wikipedia, I control F'd his name. In additions, his name is listed 14 times.
Of course.
Ugh.
Of course.
They really zeroed in on what people wanted more of.
Yes, that's what they wanted more of, Bob, and I'm glad they realized it.
Also, all the Sephiroth owning Cloud shit was added.
Oh, of him stabbing the shit out of him?
Like the one where he stabbed that mirrors the event of the game, the entire counterattack thing. All of that was new. Apparently he only did it in the shoulder in the original.
Yeah, no, it was very... That fight scene was a little bit faster near the end, and it was just kind of, oh, wow, that was unmomentous.
Yeah, I remember that.
That and every instance of Zack's stuff, because Crisis Core came out by this point, so they just wanted to add it to massage that material into this movie, because all of that's in the same universe. Try to make it more cohesive. In terms of bad characters, God, Barrett?
He's barely in it.
And he's pretty cool.
He's not looking after his fucking child. And also his shirt. What the fuck is going on with that fishnet torso shit?
It's very cool.
What's the point of it? What's the point of it besides it's something that has to move on the screen?
It was very cool.
Well, you see how ripped Barrett was. You didn't know him before.
Nomura likes fashion. He probably has a shirt just like that.
He did make some reference like that recently, where it's like, I just kind of like include clothes and stuff that I think looks good. And people are like, can we just go into your closet?
He said that before Kingdom Hearts 3 came out. He was like, yeah, I based this outfit of Sora's in this world on a jacket I own. Like, wow, you're so strong, Nomura. Anyway, time for the best scene. And this time Dan gets to go first.
Ooh.
I'm sorry I foisted this burden upon you, Dan.
It's okay, I'll figure it out.
It's best to go first so the wasteland isn't even more dead when you get to it.
When when someone's mama's head is chucked off of a building and shot at. It was the one point in the movie where my brain started firing neurons and I'm like, this is a cool moment. And that was true when I originally watched it and true again today. That scene is just like, the plot changed. Some information was given to me, the audience, and it has completely reframed my understanding of what's going on. And the action scene doesn't look like dead fantasy. Holy shit, what a good scene.
It was the most movie-like part.
Yes. It was nice. It was nice. I do legitimately believe that is the best scene because I don't know what else you would pick, but I look forward to your choices, gentlemen.
Well, KZ, you get to surprise Dan with your choice.
Well, thank you for choosing me, because if you'd done it one more, I would have forgotten what Dan picked and picked his scene. We were able to get this going.
It's like fucking boat crew, and you're like, stroke.
KZ, do we need to trade Discord name for a little while?
No, because I don't fall apart multiple times, only once. My favorite scene is probably the major fight that they did on the way to the Midgar ruins, where they're on the motorcycles, and then there's helicopters. And bombs that are colorful for some reason.
Yeah, that happened.
And all of
fireworks.
It went on 4 minutes too long, which is a positive.
I mean, yeah, they take a motorcycle into a helicopter in that shot. It's really good.
Yeah. He runs like, someone over inside the helicopter.
Yes.
And then Rito just looks outside the helicopter and goes, hey, Rude, you're doing all right. He's just hanging while the helicopter's flying out of control.
Well, I'll go next. In my favorite scene, I'm going to vote for the Turks versus the bad clones fight scene. Because while they did job, and it was sad that they got owned so ridiculously hard, it had a nice mix of the action not being Advent Children action. It was sort of more grounded.
Right, but
and
then
also
they
comedy
flew
bits.
Away.
but that makes it funny.
Yes, it's really good.
It reminded me of sometimes in Yakuza games where a character will just get thrown and they'll shoot completely parallel to the ground, like 80 feet. But you get to pick the final best scene, Bob.
You guys have taken every good scene.
I know. I was like, oh, poor Bob.
I was like, literally each time I was like, okay, well, that one's gone. I have time to use this one. Oh, no, he got that one too. Oh man!
I changed the order to let you go first on worst character, so it has to balance out somehow.
Right? No,
it's okay, Bob. You'll go last on worst scene as well.
Okay. Let's just say the Tifa fight scene in the church. That's still pretty cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say that has to be it, but I didn't want to spoil. Yeah, you need to come to the conclusion,
right? Like the. Because other than that, like, there were specific parts of other scenes, like the the last one that KZ, or the one that KZ talked about on the highway fight where Cloud shows the fighting guy into his motorcycle as it explodes. That was raw.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's good. That's part of a larger whole.
Mm-hmm.
In the, yeah, I think the Tifa scene still holds up in some ways. Like, it's, I feel like it is a little bit more grounded than the other fights in this movie.
It's weird how the fights are good and, good, you know, for me, but Dan and Bob, a little more strict. But they're mm-hmm. better when they're literally on the ground. When both people leave the ground, it turns into the action figures clanking into each other fight.
Yeah, yeah. It gets a little bit into the Matrix 3
Matrix
territory.
Revelations? Revolution. Sorry.
It becomes like the parts in the Dragon Ball Z anime where they just flip between like three frames and the character's going in the air and like zip them into different spots on the screen.
Right. Like there's so many parts
like
of the
fighting real hard.
The Sephiroth's fight. Like it's cool when they go inside the building and they're jumping around in that and they're always like on the ground and jumping between different parts of the ground. But when they're out in the open air, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what is happening?
Air combat. Air combos.
And now we're going on to the worst scene. I'll start. The worst scene is Denzel scene one, where he's laying on the bed and looking at the picture of his family. It was forced into the movie in a place that it didn't need to be and made the movie worse. The first of many Denzel scenes that would do that. Bob, you get to go second.
Okay, what other Denzel scenes were there? They were all bad, so he just choose.
Oh, you want me to pull out the list? I have it here.
Yeah, that scene where they added where he chases down the monsters and like he hits a fire hydrant and it attacks mm-hmm. one of the monsters.
Yeah, that was alone in the dark monsters.
Yeah, that was just more filler padding that didn't need to be there that stopped us from seeing the main characters of the movie.
He had to get his moment, Bob.
He didn't.
I don't know why, but he did. KZ.
In terms of like overall bad scenes, I guess. I had some high hopes on the meeting scene between Cloud and Shinra when he locks Reno out of the room because I thought that was really funny. But then the rest of the scene was just characters talking really fast and finishing sentences and not actually talking to each other properly. And it went on for way too long and it was way too boring as they attempted to set up what was going on. It just didn't feel like it flowed well at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bizarrely janky.
I'm sure other scenes are worse, but that's the one that is the most movie scene of them. Because the rest of them are just, I don't know, people are sitting around and doing shit. Maybe it'll lead to an action scene in 25 minutes.
God. The first half of this movie is just a wasteland. The first hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we hit the time code, it's like, hey, we're an hour in.
Yeah, I couldn't believe there was another hour. So it was like, oh, there's not enough action in this last hour for that
now,
to be worth it.
I don't want to be overly praising of it. I am certain Kingsglaive is not that much of a soul vacuum. I am certain.
We'll see. Dan, what's your least favorite scene?
I'm looking forward to seeing my boy Ultros again.
Yeah!
Very jazzed to see insanely high fidelity Ultros, but least favorite scene. Gonna go ahead and say maybe the worst scene. Maybe. I don't know. Here's the thing. It's one scene, but in editing, someone, I don't know, had a severe spasm attack or something, and they edited it and cut it up and put it in four or five different spots in the movie. It's the argument between Cloud and Tifa. It was so bad that I was Reno and Rude in that and just wanted to get the fuck out of the room. I'm like, I want out too.
I thought you were going to say Aerith encouraging him in the flower dimension, because that also happens way too many times.
That does happen too many times, but the Tifa and Cloud argument isn't impactful. Like, what they're saying doesn't really move along the argument. Like, it doesn't change anything. It's basically two people shouting like nonsensical bullshit for most of it. Like, none of their words are cutting to
just
what the
like
issue
marriage,
is.
Am I right?
Are you a comic artist from the 1980s?
Yes, newspaper I'm Andrew comic. Dice Clay.
I'm really just looking at this complete version and going, man, this shit's a mess.
Yeah.
Of course it's worse.
Of course.
Because it seems like Seng and Elena were literally added to this movie. Like, they're like...
I was going to say, when,
wait, the original
when I saw those badges, what I was like, I don't remember this, but it could just be me.
What happens to Rufus in the original? They shoot the things that become nets and catch him.
I think Reno and Rude did that before.
Yeah, the change. Seng and Elena are shown arriving on the scene to save Rufus. So it looks like, you know, they just added them in and changed it around so that they could be in the movie because, I guess people fans were like asking, them. Where are they?
Which is why it's great when you see them pick them up in the chopper and then put them down further down the road, because I don't think that scene exists before.
I think that chopper scene
that was
existed.
Also
with,
added.
Oh, okay. It was added. Okay, I was like, I'm going
they
crazy.
They are picked up and airdropped to the other end of the highway tunnel by Seng and Elena instead of making it there on their own.
Yeah, instead of magically making it there like Looney Tunes characters.
It's like paragraph-long story things that are just, this makes it slightly different and a little bit more goofy, and Sephiroth's sword makes a new resonating sound effect, and we added dirt to Tifa's face during this fight.
Does anybody have any fucking final remarks on Advent Children?
There's a chance that The Spirits Within is a better movie. There's a chance. I'm not saying it's a good movie. It's a fucking mess. It is a total mess of the film. Just ask Bob.
Yeah,
he went through that with me a few years ago. It's a real fucking tire fire, but I feel like this movie's...
I feel like the original version of this movie has to be, like, resoundingly better than Spirits Within, and this one's just a little bit better.
Okay. I think Kingsglaive might be a better movie. It depends on how the dialogue
we'll
is written.
I will find out.
I remember it feeling like a movie.
It's pretty movie-like. What I'm not going to like is going through that and all the people who've played Final Fantasy 15 being like, this person isn't in the game. This doesn't make sense in the lore of the game.
Dan, you think I give a single fuck about
why
anything
do you think
in
I'm
Final
here?
Fantasy
it's 15. For me. This is for me.
That's true. You did edit your LP to try and make it something resembling a game.
Well, you see, I had to explain it and go, well, here's what happened in this movie. I was nice enough to not say they scanned real actors that look nothing like the characters in the game, because that makes sense.
What a film.
Yeah. My final thoughts overall is that I'm disappointed by this. There actually was way too much downtime in this movie that they didn't need. And I feel like if they made this just tighter and stretch the definition of what a movie is in terms of making it a short type of thing, it would have ended up a lot better. I'm pretty sure I have to hope that my opinion of the one time I saw Kingsglaive is accurate, that it would be better than this, because they made it 11 years later.
And yeah, we'll see how much they learned when we do the other half of Cursed Content Fight Club, Advent Children versus Kingsglaive.